Welcome to Mom Talk Radio, the show that tackles topics important to you and your family. Finances, food, education, technology, and everything in between. We've got it covered on Mom Talk. Now, here's the host of the top-rated show for moms, Maria Bailey, on Mom Talk Radio.
So, happy almost Halloween as we go into the Halloween week. You know, I bet you everybody has already eaten most of the Halloween candy and you've gone back to buy more candy. This is why I always buy candy that I don't like. That way I don't eat it before Halloween. In fact, this year I actually decided not to give out candy at all. I'm giving away toys and I'm giving away fidget toys because no matter if you're little or you're older or a teenager, everybody plays with fidget toys these days. So I'm giving away fidget cubes by Zero, the original ones. They are less than $10. And I'm giving away Tangle, which is less than $5. So I'm not one of those houses that have like hundreds of kids. We have, I don't know, maybe two dozen children. So I figure instead of going out and buying all that chocolate and all that stuff I'm going to eat, I'm going to give away toys and hopefully I'll look as impressive as those houses that give away the full-size bars. Because after all, you want to be the cool mom that has the full-size bars, right? Anyhow, I don't know what your favorite candy is, but I've had enough candy corns now. I love the candy corns with the chocolate on the bottom. I don't know what I like about them. I recently heard that they have wax in them, so I probably will stop eating them after Halloween and never eat them again because I don't like, you know, what is it with me? I actually just realized I like all the candy that has wax in it. The Easter egg, Reese's Easter eggs that have the wax in the chocolate. I like the candy corns. They have the wax in them. I used to like Oreos and I heard they have that has wax in it too. So maybe I should just go for the wax, not spoil. Can you imagine? I'll be eating candles by Christmas. Anyhow, I want to thank our sponsors, Pre-Mama. Drink Pre-Mama if you are pregnant or a new mom. You won't have to swallow those big pills, that all those prenatal pills. And you'll feel great and give your child all of the nutrition they need. You can go to drinkpremama.com to find a CVS, Target, Amazon, or other specialty store that carries Pre-Mama right around the corner. So I learned this really cool tidbit. This weekend, actually, was the sale of the first ballpoint pen. Let me see if I get this right. It was $12.50. You could buy it at Gimbel's in 1945, $12.50. Now you can buy a whole box of Bic for, gosh, during back to school, buy one, get one free. They're probably like 2 cents each or something. Anyhow, really cool fact. First ballpoint pen. How do you like that one? So there's already Halloween is upon us, and next we will have Christmas. And what are the hot Christmas toys this year? Well, I've found a few. Make a tape. If you have a Lego lover in your house, you got to get a roll of this. It's under $10. You can get it at Walmart or Toys R Us, and it actually goes, you can put it's tape that has one side that's adhesive and one side that is building blocks, so you can actually build upon the tape. Really cool. When we return, we're going to talk with a cowboy who's doing an amazing thing and has some pretty good parenting advice too.
This is Mom Talk Radio. Mom's Little Secret, Mom Talk Radio with Maria Bailey.
I'm delighted to have with us today Carew Papritz. He is also known as the Cowboy Philosopher. He's an author of a multi-award-winning book, The Legacy Letters, and he left his career as a filmmaker in Hollywood and returned to his ranching roots, worked as a cowboy on a ranch, and it seems to have turned out really well for him since he has gone on to write The Legacy Letters. I'm delighted to have him with us today on Mom Talk Radio. Hi, Carew.
Hi, Maria. Great to be back on your show. Thanks.
Well, thank you. So tell us a little bit about the Legacy Letters, first of all. What is that all about?
So it's a fictional inspirational book, and it's a series of letters written by a father who would never live to see his kids, and he leaves behind for them these practical, moral, and spiritual letters that become sort of the guidebook to their entire life. And this is actually, this little book is, when I say little, it's about the same size as Tuesdays with Maury, for those of you that read that. And this is 40 of the over 200 letters that he left behind. So actually the next book coming out is The Legacy Letters Complete. It's all ready to come out. We're just waiting for this little book to hit the bestseller list. And then, so we have appetizer, dinner, and dessert is the music that the father left behind. So there's actually music with the book.
Now, one of the things that you say is that the holidays are a great opportunity for parents to teach their kids literacy skills. What do you mean by that?
Well, yeah, holidays and literacy skills. That doesn't sound like they really go together well. I tend to look at it as trying to create new traditions. I think traditions are a vital part of the legacy that we give to our children. They provide history to our lives, and they're the memories that bind our families together. So it's definitely a part of the message that I'm trying to convey in the legacy letters. And so what I want to do is really, I love promoting literacy. I love promoting writing, but how do you do it at Christmas time? So I came up with a few ideas to get people to sort of get kids to read and to write. So, for example, reading, I came up with the 12 books for the 12 days of Christmas. How easy is that? So really? Sit down with your kids, you know, maybe right after Thanksgiving, say, hey, let's go to the library. Or if you want to even buy the books, maybe they're simple books to buy, but pick out 12 books that you want to read during all the way up to a Christmas day. So that becomes sort of a fun thing. Another great one, of course, is Polar Express.
Yeah.
Do you read it? You read it or do you watch it first? Well, I think the cat's out of the bag. Almost everyone has watched it. But how about those that haven't and read it? Try reading it first, then watching it, and then talk about the difference between the two. So that's a really cool thing.
So you seem to be a really kind of, I'm saying this with admiration, like an old soul, like you appreciate those things like cursive handwriting, you know, like that's what I'm feeling from you. Is that pretty true?
You've got me right in my I love cursive, and I do so many interviews about talking about defending cursive handwriting and all that. And that's a great segue, of course, to the classic holiday letter, which is to Santa Claus, the old Saint Nick. And if your audience would love to see a fun video I did, I do all these videos to inspire kids to read. It's called the I Love to Read series. But if you go to the Carew Papert's YouTube channel, just type it on in, you can find, we did a letter where the kids are talking about writing a letter to Santa Claus in their little Santa Claus voices, you know, or their little elf voices, I should say. But it's really about doing it the old-fashioned way, grabbing a real piece of paper, sitting down with them, get your cup of cocoa out, make it an event, make it fun. And there's three simple parts to write the letter. One is tell Santa about something good you've done or someone you've helped, like with your sister, your brother, you cleaned your room or whatever it may be, or shared your toys. Number two, of course, tell Santa what you want, and please say please. And number three, say something nice to Santa and always say thank you, because, you know, Santa wants to be thanked too. And then sign the letter, and it's a great experience, and have the kids decorate the letter and make it fun. But definitely it's an important tradition. And I think we sort of lose sight of how, if we just keep the tradition up over a number of years, it's a cool, cool thing to do year after year.
I think of writing our kids writing letters to Santa. And these days, all I think about is, you know, the letters at Macy's, you know, but it doesn't have to be commercialized. It can be just something really special among your family. My husband is really good at writing letters. He writes my kids' letters at least once a week, and it's something I've never done. And but when I clean their room, I see that Yeah, I clean my kids' room. Okay, that sounded really bad.
That was a confession right there.
Yeah, right, right. When I, Freudian slip there. When I go in my children's room, I see that they save those letters, and I can imagine one day that they're going to be really, really, really special.
Yeah. No, I think so. And I think that people say, well, we really don't. It's a lost. Are you kidding? I mean, when you... I think it's the classic thing, and you guys just went through the big storms there in Florida. I mean, what do you grab when you leave the door? It's almost like you grab your kids, your pets, you grab your photos, although everything's online, but there's and letters because you can't, you know, those are, oh my gosh,
those
incredible memories. Yeah.
So let me ask you, we only have a few minutes left. What are some old school parenting advice that, you would give to modern moms, since you're such an old soul there, Karu?
Ah, you're so sweet, Maria. Old parenting advice, you know, I guess one other part of this whole holiday part that's that tends to be old fashioned, or I call timeless, is writing a thank you letter for the gifts.
Yes.
Big time.
Yes.
Big time.
Yes.
I teach my son this, and we sit down and make a list, and it can be short. It's grandma and grandpa, to your aunts and uncles, and maybe even to your friends, but, you know, dear grandma and grandpa, thank you for my da-da-da, and you put it in an envelope, you send it to them, and they'll be floored. I mean, they'll remember that for the rest of their lives.
Or... Right, because it'll stand out because nobody else is doing it.
Yeah, yeah. And what a great legacy gift, you know, to give your kids, to writing these simple thank you notes, and how powerful they are. Just amazing. Yeah.
So, and we just have 30 seconds. So I want to make sure that everyone knows where you can find Karu. It's if you go online, you can go to thelegacyletters.com. You can also go to Mom Talk Radio, and we have a link to him there. All things the Cowboy Philosopher. Thank you so much, Karu, for spending some of your day with us on Mom Talk Radio. So we are going to move from one cowboy to a Baja mom.
Mom Talk Radio, a busy mom's best friend.
So we managed to get some of our mom's time, our next guest's time. She is a busy mom. She is Keitha Dendy, and she has two six-year-old twin girls. So she's twice as busy as most of us. She also blogs at homemadelux.com and bajantexan.com. You can find her on Twitter at homemadelux. And she's joining us today on Mom Talk Radio. So hello, Keitha.
Hey, Rhea. How are you?
Fantastic. So you got a lot going on. You're a YouTuber and a blogger and an entrepreneur. How do you, like, what do you give up, or do you give up anything to when you're doing it, so many things on your plate?
I definitely have to learn how to juggle, which means that only two things can be in my hands at one time, and a lot of things are up in the air, but somehow it works.
So tell me a little bit about homemadelux.com.
Yeah, so Homemade Lux is my craft subscription box. It delivers Pinterest to your doorstep. So every month, we deliver all the materials you need to create a home decor project. So think of it as Pinterest delivered to your doorstep.
That's so
and
cool. Go on. Yeah, how'd you figure that out? That's pretty smart.
Yeah, I came up with that because, like you said, I work full time. I have this I'm a blogger, YouTuber, the girls. So I realized that one thing I needed was this thing called mommy alone time. I find like as moms, we always, you know, put aside our passions. I love to craft, but I never could figure out how I could actually fit it into my girl's schedule. Then I realized that I had to take care of me first before I could, you know, I had to be happy. So this is my way of, you know, penciling in some balance in my life. So I called it mommy alone time, and I told my husband and the kids that they were on their own, and I grabbed a glass of wine and some craft supplies, and I do what my heart enjoys, you know?
Yeah. So it sounds like you craft not to make something, but to have a little bit of downtime.
Yeah, to decompress from a busy week, you know. I think we all need that. That's the only way you can de-stress from what you have done, you know, that whole week. So.
Mm-hmm. And so tell me, like, what kind of things would come in your box when you subscribe?
So we only do home decor projects because I looked on the market and there's lots of craft boxes, but there were all these janky things that you get them and you're kind of like, that was fun to put together, but now what do I do with it? So I wanted mm-hmm. to create something where you can create beautiful custom home decor pieces. So we've done succulent terrariums, we've done starburst mirrors, we've done marble dishes. So stuff that you wouldn't mind even gifting to a friend or just to have around and dream of your next mommy alone time.
And are they crafts that you finish in an hour or 2 hours or like what's
yes,
the time
hour,
commitment?
Yeah, an hour or less. So, and they're all very simple to do, but they look impressive. So that was the premise.
That's pretty cool. And how much does it cost to subscribe to the boxes and what's the duration? Is it like, do you subscribe for 3 months, a year, what?
You can set that. So you can do a 3 month or a 6 month subscription, or you can do month to month. Or you can just buy a one-time craft kit to give someone as a gift or something. And it's $29.99 plus shipping.
That is so cool. I love this idea. Does it come with wine?
I know. That's the only thing missing. Just add your own wine and you're good.
You're running a business where you have all these subscribers and you're writing and everything. Do you typically work when the girls are in school or napping, or what's the secret? What would be your one piece of advice?
Yeah, I actually work full time as well. So
oh,
a planner
gosh.
Is my secret to success. A planner. I definitely utilize my weekends, and I also utilize making sure that I have half of a day on Sunday to do absolutely nothing. You know, it's important to schedule that as well. So I do a lot of things like bulk cooking on Sunday, so I don't have to cook during the week, and making sure I do a load of laundry every day, things like that to make sure that I'm maximizing my time to work on my
business. Yeah, I do that too. I do all of my cooking on Sundays, and I always have mm-hmm. because it just feels so good to come home and not have to cook during the week. Really good stuff. So we just have one minute left, and I want to make sure that our audience knows to find out about the subscription boxes. You can go to homemadelux.com, LUXE.com. That's where you'll find Keisha and all that she's doing. And we want to thank you, Keisha, for spending some of your busy day with us here on Mom Talk Radio. When we return, we're going to turn our attention to Redbox, and we're going to talk about playdates and movies.
Talk Radio, a busy mom's best friend. Now, Maria Bailey on Mom Talk Radio.
So there's nothing better than a movie night or a movie day or a movie play date. And now that we're going into the holiday season, there are lots of times when we just need to stop and spend some time with our family and our children and celebrate the holidays. And what better way to do it than a really good holiday flick on in our living room or basement or wherever you guys gather to watch a really good movie. I'm so excited to have with us today Daisy Juhas, who is the senior marketing manager at Redbox, one of my favorite places to go when I'm looking for that movie. She oversees movies and game titles, and she works with companies and with consumers to distribute what we have all come to love about Redbox, and that's readily accessible games and movies. She's a mom of three, and we're really excited to have her today on Mom Talk Radio. Hi, Daisy.
Hi there. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
In case someone hasn't ever seen a Redbox, tell us a little bit about Redbox, and maybe you can update us on what's new, too.
We have over, 40,000 locations across the nation. And if you were to go to the grocery store or perhaps a Walgreens or a CVS, you'll see a red box kiosk, usually either indoors or right outdoors of the retail location. And so that's basically our location. We don't have a brick and mortar type of store. It's just kiosks across the nation. And then they're in all these convenient locations, like I said, like convenience stores. There's Walgreens and CVS. There's also some, McDonald's across the nation that we're also in. So very convenient across the nation.
They're very convenient, and I love them. Yes. When you're taking a road trip and you can get a, rent it in one place and drop it off in another. Yes. It's really, really awesome.
Part. Yes, it's so great. Yeah, you can, take a trip from California all the way to New York. You rent it in California, and then you can return it in New York. And, our system and the back end knows exactly where that's traveling, and we know how to reallocate and everything like that. So we make it very convenient. And road trips makes a lot of sense as you're trying to entertain the kids. I know with my three kids, I like to get a couple hours of solitude if I can in the car when we have a long road trip. So if I can find a red box and, great kids content that we carry. Right now we have Hocus Pocus in the box. We've got Night Bear Before Christmas, which are some really great holiday themed type of movies. And I know that you guys saw the article about making your perfect movie play date. Those are great movies that you can theme around, the Halloween time frame, or you can even, all the way into the Christmas holiday. You've got Nightmare Before Christmas that kind of goes between holiday and or Halloween and Christmas. So there's a lot of great movies. We even have Boss Baby, the Emoji Movie just came out today. So that's a brand new release. That's another really great one to have with the kids and to create a really fun movie themed night.
We think we know the recipe for a really great movie night. Take the mystery out of it for us.
First of all, I think it's fun to build some anticipation, right? So you determine maybe Friday night is going to be the night that you get everybody together. Because I know that when I tell my kids something's happening in a few days, the fun part is the countdown too. So I think that's fun to kind of give it a few days, and then you can reserve a movie online and pick it up at any location. So you can make that part of your routine and go pick it up for that Friday night. And then what you could do is you can, find a really comfy place, like your living room, like you said, a big comfy couch. You can encourage the kids to either dress up in costume if they want to, if you want to get crazy like that. You can do movie themed snacks that go along with the movie that you're watching. There's just all these just really fun things you can do. You can even take it next level. Our blog writer on Unscripted for Redbox talked about creating movie tickets, and just having some fun with that. And then, as we know, children can be a little bit picky, and you might not know if the first choice is the right thing. So because we have such a variety of movies, I think it's a good idea to pick up a few, and then you can kind of let your kids choose, what they want to watch with you. So it becomes a fun little event with you and your family that you can do for the evening.
Absolutely. And you can allow your children, in our house, everybody it's hard to agree on one movie, right? So we let everybody put three movie titles in a hat or in a bowl, and then we'll let somebody draw every Friday to decide what movie is. And so after a couple of months, you've gone through everybody's choices of movies.
Because you each take turns. No, I think that's a great idea.
Right,
I love that.
Right. Yeah. And I love the idea of snacks. I was reading about Dory Fish Food
and really creating fun themes.
Yeah, so talk a little bit about that, because food is a really important part. Everybody wants the right food at their movie night.
Sure. You brought up the Dory snacks. I love that idea. You just naturally always usually think of popcorn first when you think of a movie night, but there's just so many different ideas. You don't always have to go with the candy and that kind of food. You can also get creative with, fruit and different snacks, and then just theme them around the movie that you're doing, right? So if you did a Nightmare Before Christmas, maybe you can do skeleton themed something that goes along with that movie. and there's just different things, and it just makes a lot of sense that you want to bring in those snacks with the movie experience, because it's just that kind of way to also treat the kids at that time when you're watching the movie. So it just kind of is, it just all goes together just so naturally, and so just taking it to the next level and theming it is just a really fun way to just make it just a different occasion, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So what can we, if we go to redbox.com online, what do we find there?
So you would find, you know, we rent movies. We also rent video games. So not only do we have some really great movies content for kids, we also have really great video games content for kids. We've got Lego Star Wars. We have Lego Worlds. We have Micro Machines, which is a really fun racing game for the kids. So even if you aren't going to do a movie theme thing, you can even get the kids together and bond over a video game. And then you could even do snacks that go with that theme of that video game as well. So there's an opportunity. So if you would find that kind of product there. And then we also sell movies and games. They're used movies and games, and they're at select locations across the nation. But if you search on our website, there's a movies for sale portion of our land, of our website, and then a games for sale. And they're really, really inexpensive ways to own a used movie or game. And then your kids can watch it over and over and over and
over.
Children do that often.
Well, I want to make sure we get that in here. So it's redbox.com. Our guest, Daisy Juhas, has been speaking about all the wonderful things that you can find and how to throw a movie night. Daisy, I want to thank you so much. And we got a link on Mom Talk Radio as well to redbox.com. Check it out, you guys. It's a holiday. And as Daisy said, there's a ton of really awesome movies that you can pick up when you're at Walmart or out shopping and surprise the family. Come home with everything you need for your movie night. Thank you so much, Daisy. And when we return, we're going to be talking with the author of Humility is the New Smart, Rethinking Human Experience in the Smart Machine Age.
This is Mom Talk Radio. Mom's Little Secret, Mom Talk Radio with Maria Bailey.
I'm excited to have with us today Catherine Ludwig. She's the co-author of the new book, Humility is the New Smart, Rethinking Human Excellence in the Smart Machine Age. The book puts forth a new model called New Smart, designed to help humans thrive alongside technology in the smart machine age. And we're excited to have the explanation from the author right now, Catherine Ludwig. Thank you for joining us and welcome to Mom Talk Radio.
Thank you for having me.
So define the smart machine age. I imagine that's the world where Alexa can tell us the weather in Boston and our phones can take us anywhere.
Right. So what we really mean is that, you know, experts predict that smart technologies, so anything from artificial intelligence to deep machine learning, virtual and augmented reality and nanotechnology will automate roughly 50% of what people are currently paid to do within as soon as 15 years. So when we say the smart machine age, we really mean an age of artificial intelligence being so ubiquitous that it really completely transforms our, not just our lives, but our, you know, our working lives in terms of what humans will be relevant to do.
So what kind of human skills will be most valuable in that world?
So there's pretty much a consensus around critical, creative, and innovative thinking and social and emotional engagement with other people, because those are the skills that technology can't fully automate, at least for the foreseeable future. But even those skills will be subject to perpetually advancing technology. So really the only real way for humans to stay relevant is to continually learn and have the capacity to adapt. And those are actually pretty hard skills to master.
Right, right. And yeah, it's amazing. When I got an Alexa in my kitchen, like my kids had watched that Disney show so many times they were like afraid of it. They're like, Mom, no, this is going to backfire on us. I mean, it was hilarious. Like I was the early adopter here and they're like, no, have you not watched that movie with us? And I'm like, okay.
Right.
Let's talk about humility, because why is humility the new smart?
Right. So we advocate that this sort of traditional notion of being smart and successful is really becoming obsolete, because machines are beating us at that game. You know, that's sort of the quantity of what you know and how efficiently and accurately you can prove it. Machines have got us beat on that metric. And so what we really need is to sort of strive for a new kind of smart that's more about the quality of your learning, thinking, and relating to other people, because those are the skills at which humans will be valuable. And we have found that that humility is a psychological asset that helps you achieve those skills. Because there's a complicated interplay of nature and nurture that we explain in the book that results in us being cognitively biased, closed-minded, and emotionally defensive most of the time, even if we don't think we're being that. And humility as a psychological asset helps us overcome those impediments because we don't mean humility in sort of the common definition sense, which people seem to associate it with being submissive or thinking less of ourselves. What we really mean is thinking less about ourselves. And psychologists have found that there's a correlation between that kind of disposition and having a more accurate assessment of your strengths and weaknesses, being more open-minded, having the ability to forget yourself in situations so that you can focus more on other people and on learning rather than proving your worth.
Right. It's very, very interesting. So we just have 2 minutes. Is there any practical steps that parents should remember as we start moving into this automated smart age?
Sure. So, I think one of the most basic things is to think about having your kids focus on learning rather than achievement. And what does that look like? Well, it might depend on your own household. So if we really want kids to be motivated to learn continually, and have the ability to experiment and innovate and be creative, all these skills that we know are going to be important in the future, we need to focus less on having them tick off these, individual measures of achievement, whether it's high grades or, ticking off a bunch of extracurriculars that look good on a resume, because we found that a preoccupation with that really sabotages a child's ability to learn, because they're so afraid of not meeting these, these extrinsic measures of success. Focusing on learning rather than achievement is probably the most basic thing you can do.
Really good stuff. KatherineLudwig.com. That's Catherine with a K. And I want to thank you so much for joining us today on Mom Talk Radio. When we return, we got the kick beep single mom. And her book is The Kick Blank Single Mom. Be financially independent, discover your sexiest self, and raise fabulous, happy children. We'll be right back with Emma Johnson.
Mom Talk Radio, a busy mom's best friend.
I'm delighted to have with us today Emma Johnson. She's the author of The Kick-Ass Single Mom, Be Financially Independent, Discover Your Sexiest Self, and Raise Fabulous, Happy Children. She's an award-winning business journalist and the founder of the world's largest platform for single mothers called Wealthy Single Mommy. She's been on a whole bunch of different media outlets, and now she's here on Mom Talk Radio. So welcome, Emma, to Mom Talk Radio.
Great. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, thank you. So are single moms a growing demographic, or are they diminishing with the millennials who are entering adulthood?
No, it's definitely growing. So today we know that 64% of millennial moms are unmarried, And the idea of the nuclear June Cleaver family with the heterosexual husband and wife that are married with kids, that has been a minority for a few years now, since 2014. So as younger people are not getting married as much, they might be in a romantic partnership, even living together, but they're more likely to split up if they're not married, and divorce rates have maintained steady for 40 years up and down, but they've always been between 40 and 50% of marriages will end in divorce. So this is the new normal. It has been for a long time. We actually haven't been talking about it, but my whole platform and the book, The Kick-Ass Single Mom, it's just starting from this is normal. This is what's going on. So how are we going to create amazing lives as unmarried moms?
And how do you create an amazing life when, like, suddenly a lot of moms find themselves single? It's not something you plan for if it comes through divorce. So, and a lot of single moms are doing it on their own without a support system. So how do you do that?
Well, it's true. Unfortunately, most moms are doing it without an involved co-parent. And financially, they're swinging it alone. Though those numbers are changing very dramatically. Co-parenting and share parenting are quickly becoming the norm in this country, but we do have some work to go. But if you do find yourself without that committed co-parent, I mean, it is really about building a community and a support system. And that is something that moms have within their control. Maybe you don't have family that lives nearby. Maybe you don't have a close network of friends, but that's something you can build. And even if these people aren't like your best friends, childcare, that is a challenge for every family except for the very, very rich. It is so expensive, even if there's two working parents in a home. Build those connections. Work out something creative where maybe there's carpooling going on or you're taking turns having the kids after school at your houses or on those days off or snow days with other families in your community. They don't have to be your best friends, but this can make a big difference for everybody involved.
Yeah, absolutely. And what about like the wealth part, being financially independent? Is there, I don't know, a mindset around that?
Well, yeah. I mean, historically, the message has always been to women when they're coming out of a relationship, you know, take the guy for all he's got, get the money, get the alimony, get the assets. And that's old news. You know, once upon a time, women did not have economic opportunities. Women in this country couldn't even have a credit card in their own names until 1973. That's bananas. Today, women are the majority in undergraduate campuses. We're quickly closing the pay gap. Everywhere you look, women are having equal opportunities with men, and it is time that we stop creating systems and mentalities that put women in positions to be dependent on men. Because if you have to pay your bills with somebody else's income, you are dependent, and that's not the goal. The goal is for every woman, every parent, to be standing on their own.
Right, absolutely. So let's just talk about one more thing, and that's being your sexiest self. I know a lot of times when we don't have a support system, or even if we do, putting ourselves last and letting our bodies just go to heck in a handbag is a big thing. We only have 60 seconds. Can you just touch on that real quickly?
Yeah, moms are women too, and taking care of every part of yourself, your physical health, your spiritual health, recognizing your sexuality, your need for friendship, fun, nurture all of that because it makes you a happier, healthier woman and a great role model for your kids.
Well, thank you so much. And the website, again, is wealthysinglemommy.com. And there you can find Emma and all of her wisdom and her community there. So thank you so much for being with us. Thank you for being with us today on Mom Talk Radio. Go eat the Halloween candy and get ready for Thanksgiving, because next week we're moving on to the next holiday. I'm Maria Bailey. Have a great week, everybody.